This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And Travis, you and I were just talking about yesterday was March 3rd, and I was born on 3/3/66, which makes me 59. So what happens in 6 months, Travis? What can I do?
Congratulations. It is your retirement distribution birthday, 59 and a half. Happy birthday, Tony.
Yeah, thanks. But I'm not retiring yet, so I shouldn't touch those accounts. Or
that's not necessarily the point. It's now you have the ability to. You've reached that magical birthday for the federal government that says, hey, now that's one less rule that I have to abide by. So, hey, yeah. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, thank you. It feels good. In 6 months, I'll be able to do what I want with that money. Get some advice from you on where it might better be put, you know, maybe,
and
flexibility.
You don't look a day over 58. So, I mean, there's all kinds of positives.
Well, Travis, I tell people I'm 59 and they're like, wow, you don't seem like you're 59. And I always say it's my immaturity. It throws people off.
There you go. There you go. I could see that.
Yeah, sure.
I could see that.
Sure. You could. How have you been, Travis?
Tony, we have been well. I think this is a time when we are truly given the opportunity to shine, because there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of volatility, a lot of new things happening, and we are certainly making the most of it for our clients and for those we're able to help through our courses, and it's been a good start to the year.
Yeah, I know you have these classes that you give. And I want to encourage our listeners to look into that, checking out your classes. I know that they've been, a lot of people have been attending. You've had some that have been full. So that's really, really good, especially with everything that's going on. Wow, I can't keep track. Every day there's news with the market, with the economy, right?
Oh, yeah. There's obviously new news this morning. As most of you guys know, if you follow the show, we usually record during the beginning part of the week, and we send this out on the weekend for your consumption. And today is Tariff Tuesday. We are Tuesday morning, and we were just seeing the tariffs go into effect. So we're going to talk about what that means and some of the emotions and the volatility going on. And there is certainly no lack of headlines, Tony.
Well, Travis, that's terrifying.
Terrifying.
Is that a bad
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, I feel like Henny Youngman. I need to be doing the no kidding.
That's more it.
You can export that right out of the show. Maybe we can cut that out.
All right, Travis. So the tariffs are serious, though. They're causing a little economic or market turmoil, aren't they?
Well, is it really that difficult to believe, right? I mean, let's face it. Let's just dive right in, right? The markets, we have been on an absolute tear for, you know, pretty much since 2022, whenever we started recovering from the inflation downturn, right? 2022, market went down, hit down 25% twice, once in June, once in October of that year. And then essentially we've been on a move higher pretty much ever since. So we really haven't had any drawdown really of any significance. Had a minor one, basically was about 10, just did hit 10% in July through October of 23, and then basically straight up ever since. So over time, the markets obviously, and this is the, I guess the most simple way to put it is they have to take a breath, right? I mean,
right.
The market, it typically can get overbought or can get overheated. And there are going to be periods where it has to cool off. In my opinion, it's no different than driving your vehicle down the interstate and, you put the accelerator down and you're just, pedal to the metal. Over time, if you leave it in the red for too long, you're going to break something, right? And every now and then we have to back off. And I think that in combination with obviously Trump coming in office, I think there's a lot of profit taking going on right now because people just don't really know what's going to happen. I think the tariff policy moved at warp speed, not the speed of smell like the last administration. That's not a political joke. That's just basically if you were paying attention for 4 years, we didn't see a lot of movement either way. So I think that's what's really got people spooked is, what's going to happen? What's coming next? Well, I mean, the tariffs, whether you love them, you hate them, that's what this administration said they were going to do coming in. So when the people went to the polls and that's what they voted for, well, that's what we signed up for. So I think the biggest thing, Tony, is we have to put in perspective past is no guarantee of future results, but I think it's a pretty good guide. And that's what I want to talk about today as far as not just tariff policy, but let's talk about market activity, market volatility, and kind of what the past has been so we can kind of give a decent expectation of maybe what the future will hold. So that's what the purpose of today is how to navigate that market volatility and market uncertainty.
Right. And because the markets are going to get volatile. They have before, and it's just...
Well, they are right now. I mean, you've got... Works. Yeah, you've got, year to date, the S&P is actually down.
Yep.
It's not down much, but it's down. From its high, it's down about 5.5%. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. We're all long-term investors until we have short-term losses.
Right.
It just kind of is what it is. And I know that 5% wasn't fun, but the previous 12 or 13% for the year before sure was. And that's what your return is on the S&P if we just take today into consideration, right? I mean, so the market is certainly not done poorly. It's just how long could we ride the seven stocks, the Magnificent Seven? How long could those horses run? I don't want to make a Yul Brynner reference, but how long could the Magnificent Seven continue to run at that breakneck pace? And NVIDIA in recent, let's see, what's it now? Almost 30%. NVIDIA was up, hundreds of percentage points.
Yeah.
So, 30% sounds like a lot, but if you've been in it for any length of time, you're nowhere near close to your original investment. So,
right.
That's what I wanted to start with. So let's go back and let's think back through time. And I don't want to go back to the Stone Age, but let's talk about, going back even into, the 80s, right? So in the 80s, I know a lot of people, they remember the flash crash, right? Black Monday, October 19th, 1987.
Yep.
We saw 22% meltdown in one day on the Dow Jones. Never seen that before, right? But the correction actually started the week before. And it was basically a technical breakdown. Futures buyers didn't want to buy the market after the weakness. They just walked away. And, since then, the SEC and the Trade Commission has actually put in some circuit breakers, put in some things to make sure things like that don't happen. But that was a fundamental breakdown. And it took a few months, almost a year, but we got back to where we were and we continued on. Right. It was the Reagan and Bush boom years.
Yep.
The market went on to set record highs.
And then we get into, and I'm just going back and just spot checking some of the most recent. You know, we had the dot-com bubble. Dot-com bubble was, I mean, everybody knows this, right? You had doctors that were walking away from practices that were, you know, day trading because anything with dot-com was up 100% in a day, it seemed like, at that time. And eventually what happened? Bubbles pop. That was a bubble. And it was not fun. NASDAQ was down almost 80%. S&P was down 50 over a three-year period. But once again, we recovered. Now, that's the two that came back to back, those are anomalies, right? These are things that happen once in a generation, twice in a generation. These are not things that are regular occurrence, because what followed after that? The financial crisis. Now, the financial crisis took a little longer. Now, a lot of that was the Fed raised interest rates, like, what, 13 or 14 consecutive meetings. I mean, just basically made mortgage rates go out of sight, made interest rates go out of sight. And it wasn't long before the economy said, nope, we can't take this. And the market crashed. And then those are the more painful ones that everybody remembers, right? Tony, you if you talk to someone and they were in the market at that time and you ask them, do you remember how that made you feel? Most of them can actually recall the emotions and can almost recall what they were wearing, right? They were like, oh, I remember that day and blah, 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 blah. And I get it. It's because it was so painful. It was such a searing moment, if you will, that it basically seared in their minds, I can't do this again. This is not something that is something that I can tolerate. And that's why we continuously talk to our clients about risk tolerance, about risk management, about making sure that we're testing through those types of periods. Because those are two of the most painful periods in essentially human memory, right? I mean, because most people, baby boomers, they were investing during that time. Some were just beginning the retirement phase, but most can remember that. But there are some other notable downturns where the market really had some pretty hairy occurrences, but we certainly didn't see the economy go off a cliff, right?
Right.
We had the flash crash. We had two flash crashes. We had 2010 and 2015. Those were just essentially technical breakdowns inside the market, the mechanics of the market. Because, you know, I remember sitting in my office and watching the one in 2015 specifically, and it was like the market was down 1,000 points at the open. And that was back when the Dow Jones was, you know, 14,000, 15,000. So, you know, we certainly don't like it when those types of things happen. And I hate to say it this way, but it's the truth. But those things do happen. The market is never going to move straight up. It is never going to be, you know, this smooth ride. Sometimes it is more enjoyable. Sometimes it is less enjoyable. But yeah. One guarantee we have is the market's going to move. Now, whether we're going to determine whether it moves up or down, we'll wait and see. Then the most recent, and this is where I think we can start to put a finer point on what's going on today is, we had the 2018, you had the Fed raising interest rates. At the same time, we had the standoff between China and the U.S. With trade policy. So, you know, did the market correct during that time? Yes. Basically, it was kind of flattish the majority of the year. I think it was basically like literally up less than 3 to 5% from January 1st through about October. And then October really wasn't a very good market trading period. But then you had what? You had 2019, which essentially came in like Superman and saved the day. So the market gives you opportunities. And typically when there's not this systematic risk like there was during some of the bigger ones like we just talked about, 87.com financial crisis, I think what it tells us is sometimes we have to realize the market gives you opportunities, and I know my clients, a lot of my clients have heard me say this. When you see these big runs, when the market gives you fruit, you have to pick it. And, you know, we recommended a lot of clients take distributions and trim off gains toward the end of last year and the first of this year. Why? It's because the market's not always going to be the market we want. It's going to be the market we get, right? So when we do get those profits, sometimes there's nothing saying you shouldn't take them, or you shouldn't reinvest them, reposition them, refill your cash bucket, refill your bond bucket, depending on what your risk tolerance is. But let's fast forward, because let's talk about where we are today.
Yeah.
Because the market right now is obviously trying to digest, where do we go from here? We've got the Fed that is essentially saying that they're giving kind of a hawkish position. My opinion, they're giving kind of a hawkish tone, but I do think they are data dependent, just like they said. And if there is something that is coming around the bend where there is a reason to cut rates, I don't think that they will wait. I think they will do it. The good part about this is, folks, is they actually have the bullets in their proverbial gun to do it with. Because, Tony, I know nobody liked 2022. I didn't, you didn't, nobody did. But the Fed raising interest rates essentially reloaded their ammo stockpile, because now there is a remedy other than just printing money, other than some of these quantitative easing. They can cut interest rates, and that can help stabilize and stimulate the economy if we do see this start to cascade into something bigger. So the market right now is certainly something I would say, I think, and for those of you who have actually received our videos, you know, if you followed this show, I still am of the opinion to be cautiously optimistic for this year. Tony, you and I talked about it, I think it was the first show of January, where we mentioned, hey, you know, we love having those 2023, 2024 type years.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah, those
right?
were great. Markets
I mean,
were
who
up.
Doesn't? Who doesn't yeah. like making, you know, 15, 20%?
Yeah.
Everybody does. But the point is, at some point, we knew a 5 to 10%, which, you know, 5% typically happens drawdown on the S&P. That typically happens 2 to 3 times in a year. 10% usually happens, you know, maybe one time a year, sometimes skips a year. Last year, we didn't have one. 2023, we had one. And 10 to 20, typically that's a less frequent, right? But they do and can happen. Doesn't mean that we're doomed to create this financial crisis type moment. But what it means is it's a wake up call. It is a gut check for us to say, hey, are we still doing the things that we need to be doing? And I think for those of you that are out there listening, if you're a client, you and I have probably met in the last month or two. And if we haven't, you know, we're going to be meeting in the next few weeks. But for those of you who have not had an opportunity to sit down with your advisor, this is probably starting to become kind of worrisome, because you're looking at your account going, hey, you know, well, I wanted another 24 this year. And I'm glad you do, because I too want that for you. I just don't think it's in the cards. I think it's what we talked about, as I started to say earlier, January, I mentioned we're looking at probably a different normal for this year, because we have a lot to digest. My target for the S&P is still higher than lower. It's somewhere in that 6,500, 6,700 on the S&P. Now, how we get there, it's going to be bumpy, right? I do think that headline risk is certainly something we have to contend with right now, Tony, because let's face it, and including me, I knew that Trump was going to put in these tariffs, or at least he was going to start mentioning that they could, you know, that was going to be a negotiating tool. Did I think that some of the countries were going to take a hard line and we would eventually have them implemented? I thought some had an opportunity, but I thought most would not make it that far, because, you know, there are some imbalances that need to be fixed. So, but here we are nonetheless. And so headline risk, tariff risk, these are things that can make the market go up and down. But that doesn't mean that we're in a position where we need to make knee-jerk reactions. You know, we're basically flat for the year so far. We had a great year last year. What I've told my clients is when we have things to actually change our thinking, then we'll let you know. But as of right now, you know, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, that's, I think, a positive, Tony. I don't know if you saw that. The House it passed narrowly, but it still passed. Yep. The House has passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the extension. Had some really good, juicy parts in it for seniors, one of them being no tax on Social Security. Now, whether that makes it through the Senate meat grinder and reconciliation, we don't know yet, but we assume that there is a good possibility Tax Cuts and Jobs Act gets passed. That would be a positive for the market, in my opinion. If you see the return of the energy policy from 2016 to 2020, I think that could be a positive for the economy. And you throw in the fact that, as I said, the Fed has, you know, bullets in the gun if the economy really does need it. Now you're talking about we really have reasons to be optimistic versus, you know, 2022, rewind that back. We were spending money like drunken sailors. The market had just come off this massive run. Inflation was out of sight. The Fed had no bullets in the gun. I mean, we were really on our heels in 22, where now in 25, I really feel like we're certainly aware of these things that can happen, but we also have mechanisms to hopefully fight through some of this. And I do think that that's ultimately what's going to happen. But is it going to be volatile? Is it going to be scary? It is. And that's why our clients have us. And that's why if you don't have an advisor that helps walk you through this, not just the numbers, but the emotions and the feel side of it, that's where I think we excel. And that's why I think if you're sitting out there, you need to give us a call, 877-269-0839, because it's a scary ride. We don't want you out there riding by yourself. You know, let's face it, my daughters, they love going to these roller coaster and theme parks, but they still want to sit next to dad because they want that security, knowing someone's sitting there beside them riding with them. Yep. That's where I think a lot of retirees are. So don't get on the Velocicoaster alone. Give us a call, 877-269-0839, and let's ride it together.
All right. I love the roller coaster analogy, Travis. A great show today. Again, don't let your emotions dictate your financial decisions. Work with a financial professional. Travis, I know you love hearing from our listeners out there. So once again, listeners, give Travis and his team there a call. What's that number one more time, Travis?
Absolutely. 877-269-0839.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.